The supermarket Lidl say they sold 10,000 of the kits on their first day of sale last week. We'll speak to its chief executive in a minute. But first, here's the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan's response to what Lidl is doing.
And we think antigen testing has a role to play in the response to the pandemic, but in strictly controlled circumstances where we know that the test is going to work, we understand what the result means, and that its performance is not going to lead to the performance of the test now, is not going to lead to individuals getting inappropriate reassurance, feeling that they're safe when they're not, undertaking activities they shouldn't be, and then putting other people at risk. And we're really concerned about that. And just to give you a practical example, in a situation where it is easily available to people to go and buy antigen tests, we're concerned that somebody could go into a supermarket and buy, for example, you know, a pound of sausages and charcoal for a barbecue and an antigen test and think, great, and they don't have to take the restrictions. And that represents a real risk to our pandemic response.
It's Dr. Tony Houlihan. Well, the CEO of Lidl is JP Scally. He's on the line now. Mr. Scally, is that a fair point from Dr. Houlihan, that last point there, sausages, charcoal and antigens, and think, I'm okay with the rest of the restrictions?
Good morning, Audrey. I think first thing to note is that, you know, the Irish public have been really compliant since the onset of the pandemic with any of the restrictions that were issued by NPHET or by government. People were very compliant generally, and that has seen us, I suppose, have quite a successful response to the pandemic overall. I don't see this being any different. I think antigen tests, as we heard earlier from Professor Kingston Mills, have a very important role to play. And we have to trust our customers and the public that they'll use them appropriately and continue to take all the necessary public health measures along with the antigen tests. And we're quite confident that our customers will do that.
How many have you sold now?
We put them on sale just on Friday morning at a retail price of €24.99 for five tests, so €5 per test. And we had huge demand. So on the first day alone, we sold 10,000 test kits, so the equivalent of 50,000 tests. And sales have continued to be strong over the weekend. We're actually out of stock in a number of stores as of this morning, but we're working hard to get additional stock back on sale.
Is that quite the markup, €24.99 for five? I mean, these aren't expensive kits to produce.
They're actually the most competitive on the market by a long shot. So, you know, people have been using antigen tests since last summer, really, in the country. I think that's important also to bear in mind. But people are buying them online. And, you know, we've heard stories of people paying up to €100, €150 per test. So I think comparatively, our tests at €5 are very, very competitive. I think the cheapest currently on sale in the market elsewhere is at about €10 to €12 per test. So we're less than half the price of what's on sale anywhere else.
And do your staff take them?
They do. So how this came about actually was with the introduction of tests to our staff about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So we were delighted to be able to secure some stock for our colleagues. And since then, they've been taking them once per week. And the reaction from our staff has been really, really positive. They were delighted that this added to the level of security that we already had in place for them with all of the other measures, the protective screens, the hand sanitizer, the masks, etc. So the uptake from our staff has been really, really positive. And, you know, we already have one example in our workforce of a colleague who tested positive with one of these antigen tests, removed himself immediately from the workplace, spoke to his GP, got a PCR test completed, which confirmed he was positive, and thankfully then was able to get early detection and remove himself from the workplace before there was any further issues.
Okay, so in your mind, you're just providing a service, you're providing a product for sale, and it's personal responsibility that still has to take place.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we have to trust the public. The public, as I say, have been fantastic in their response to the pandemic to date. We see that in our stores. 99% of our customers follow all of the guidelines. They use the hand sanitizer. They keep their distance. They're respectful. I think this will be no different. People will purchase them now at an affordable price of €5 per test, and then they'll continue to follow all of the other public health guidelines as well.
Thank you very much indeed, JP Scally, CEO of Lidl.